Papa, I had the worst nightmare.
What was it, buddy?
I dreamt I wasn't an elf at all. I was a human. It was awful.
Buddy, I love you, and nothing can ever change that. But it wasn't a dream. Buddy, you're not an elf.
What do you mean I'm not an elf?
You're a human being.
Can you speak up?
You're a human being.
No wonder I'm always freezing.
We decided it would be best if we let you think that, well, you were one of us.
I mean, I felt sure when you cracked 6 feet that, well, it would come up.
Well, I just thought I had a glandular problem.
Your glands are fine.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Glad you could join us. 312-981-7200 is the number. Got a big show for you today. Something we do every year is we look back at those we lost in 2020. This year includes the great Carl Reiner, Sean Connery, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Alex Trebek, Kirk Douglas, Eddie Van Halen, Kobe Bryant, and so many others. And we'll do that with historian and author Wally Pedrazic. We'll also hear from the folks at family-owned Anderson's Candy on their sweet holiday treats. Plus, my pal Peter Billingsley, who played Ralphie in A Christmas Story, will join me right after midnight. But first, comedy legend Bob Newhart is celebrating the holidays with the re-release of his comedy special, Off the Record. 25 years ago, Bob was approached by Showtime to make the first comedy television special of his career, which consisted of him performing material from his first and second albums in front of a live studio audience. Now, it's a rare chance to experience and appreciate the lasting popularity of a comedy original. It'll be streaming on Amazon Prime, iTunes, Google Play, and so many others. And to talk about it all is my pal, Chicago's own Bob Newhart. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave. Good to hear your voice.
It's ditto, my friend. Happy holidays. How was your Thanksgiving? I'm assuming somewhat quiet.
Yeah, very quiet. The whole year has been quiet.
I know, right? I know. What are the plans for Christmas? Are at least the kids, grandkids, going to wave out the window? Are you going to try to do some social distancing?
Well, no, some of them are in Seattle. Yeah. We did last night was my wife's, was Ginny's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to her.
Her 80th birthday. And we did a Zoom thing last night. And the kids had put together, and I was involved in it, and just friends of hers, and everybody saying happy birthday. And,
it was
very nice, but it's obviously not the same as being here.
Right, know? Right. And I'm hoping, like we all are, that next summer we're going to be in a much different place and just look back at this as just a complete mess of our lives, right?
We all have our pandemic stories.
So. Yes, we will. I was watching some of the Bob Newhart Show Christmas episodes, and there was one about you and Emily, very relatable for what most families are going through right now. You were just trying to have a small, quiet Christmas together, and that's what everybody's going to be doing this year.
Yeah. I'm not sure I remember which. We did one. I know we did A Christmas Story. That kind of paralleled the inn in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was the Newhart. That was a Newhart show. No Room at the Inn.
You know it better than I do.
I do. I remember that. Well, I saw that too, and it stunned me because I watched the Newharts, but I forget that first season was a little bit different. The cast was a little bit different, and I think you were videotaping before you changed it to film.
Yeah,
season.
We did 1 year. You're right. We did 1 year. The first year of Newhart, we did on tape. And it was very unkind to the ladies and to Tom Poston and myself, because every wrinkle was just kind of magnified. And right after that, we went back to film, which is much kinder to older people.
Nice. You weren't even that old back then, please. But, this is a question that I have, and I've seen this trivia before, and I've never asked you this, but the opening sequences to the Newhart show, the second show. Was that outtakes from the movie On Golden Pond?
Yeah, that's where it came from, which is interesting because we just moved, 4 years ago, we moved to a community, and Jane Fonda's here.
Oh.
And we talk. We get together almost every Friday.
That's great.
A whole bunch of us. And I told her she wasn't even aware. I said, yeah, those are outtakes from On Golden Pond.
You know, and I think there's people that have said that there's a car driving through there at some point. If you look really close, you'll see Katharine Hepburn and Henry Fonda in the car. I'm like, are you kidding?
I've seen that 100,000 times. And next time I'll look.
Yeah, right.
I'll look for it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're a fountain of information.
I am today, aren't I? All right, we're talking to TV legend Bob Newhart. He's got a very cool comedy special that's turning 25, and you'll be able to see it on multiple streaming services beginning Thursday, December 17th, including Amazon Prime. We'll talk about that next on 720 WGN. State player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Chicago's very own Bob Newhart. So tell us about this one and only TV special you did for Showtime. That surprises me.
Well, let me explain something, and, which just is right in the news. When I left accounting and I decided to see if I could make a living in comedy, either as a comedy writer or a performer or whatever, so I would take these part-time jobs, and one of the jobs I had was I worked for the Illinois State Unemployment Compensation Board, the unemployment office.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at Crawford, and I think it was like North or Division, one of those, or Pulaski. I don't know if they still call it. It used to be called Pulaski Road,
mm-hmm.
and then it was called Crawford-Pulaski. And so anyway... So I worked behind the counter at the unemployment office, and of course one of the first things when a claimant would come in, and they'd already filed a claim, you would say, "Did you look for employment this past week?"
Mm-hmm.
And they had to say, "Yes, we did. Yes, I went to," and then they would name several places. And I was thinking with this, you know, this fraud thing that's going on.
Yeah.
And that some of the names are in prison. And some of the, like Scott Peterson, and some were on death row.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, somebody had to ask him, did you look for employment this past week? And they had to say yes. Now, how do you do that in prison? I don't know.
How do you do that?
I mean, do you escape?
You might. You might get out a little bit, go work through the drive-thru at Wendy's. Escape, that could be a thing.
And then look for a couple jobs and then turn yourself in.
Yeah. No, that fraud thing is real, man. I have a couple employees at my full-time gig that I do during the week that we got unemployment claims for them, and they literally moved their location of where they live, change their address. It's amazing how much of this is real. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But you were
about the. I made this in 1995, and the reason I did it was the first album, which came out, you know, in the Button Down Mind came out in 1960, and. In when they were editing it, they would take out pauses.
Mm.
They would say
your pauses.
Yeah,
that's your thing.
They would say like, oh, wow, there's 2 seconds we can save right there.
Oh.
And so when I heard it, and God knows I was thankful for the reception it got. But it wasn't my timing.
Right. I was just going to say, not your timing. Right, right.
And it was like fingers on a blackboard, mm-hmm. you know, when I would hear it. So I said, if I ever get the chance, I want to recreate that and do it the way I heard it in my head. And so the Showtime thing offered the chance of being able to relive some of the driving instructor and submarine commander Abe Lincoln. And the way I heard it, the way I
delivered
heard it in my head.
Yeah.
And then we put that out as a VHS. But this was the chance to digitize it, which, as you know, is a whole new world.
Well, a whole new world of people to see this for the very first time, whether they're a fan or or they've not seen.
I wanted to emphasize that that's why I started with stand-up, which I'm very proud of, you know, 60 years of doing stand-up, which even when I had the series, I still continued to do stand-up because it was my first love.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your thing. Well, it's cool, though, that they had all the raw original footage for you to go back and fix what was wrong with it 25 years ago. Because as soon as you say they take out, they're gonna tighten up things. We tighten up things here, too, when we do pre-tapes. But you can't pre-tape someone's timing. That's part of the act. That exactly. almost seems sacrilegious to a degree, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this is all based on your first two albums, and you think about this, the Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart went straight to number one on those Billboard charts. We talked about this. It was Grammy's Album of the Year up against like Frank Sinatra that same year. Your second album held the number one and number two slots with the first one, History Making Sales. That was your first foray into professional comedy. And then you won a Peabody. I mean, it was nonstop just in those first couple of years.
Yeah, it was an interesting story also, the first and second album. The first album went to number one, and as you say, it won Album of the Year that year, beating out Sinatra and some other great artists. And then I put out the second album, and the second album went to number two. But then the second album went to number one, and the first album went to number two.
That's great.
And so, I wasn't even aware of this, but no one had ever held a record for having the number one and number two album for the number of weeks that I had it, until Guns N' Roses.
Right.
And then Guns N' Roses put out their album, and it lasted. They had the number one and number two album for more weeks than I had it, which is a record that I didn't even know I had.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I found out I had lost, but at least it went to a friend. You know, it went to Axe. You know,
you guys are okay now.
Which kind of softened the whole thing.
Of course it did. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, the the funny thing is with these albums, though, too, you used to come down here to WGN when we were over at the Tribune Tower. You used to come and hang out with Eddie Hubbard and do some promotion, right?
That's right, sure, yeah. And Jack Brickhouse. And, as a matter of fact, I was in the lobby of the Tribune Tower. This would have been 58 or 59, and they were having the local Emmy Awards, but there was a strike, and so they had to televise it from the lobby of the Tribune Tower, and I got a call from somebody. If I would do the Abe Lincoln routine for the advertising guys, because it wasn't telecast, it was just broadcast for the advertising community in Chicago, and so I stood up and I did the Abe Lincoln routine, which is the first time I think I ever did it in front of a live audience.
Okay.
And then, as a result of that, Red Quinlan over at ABC.
Oh, I remember Red.
Which was BKB at the time. Tom Racine and myself, we had a television program. I was a man on the street. He was the host, and I was this person he'd interview every morning walking down the street. which got we were on for we were on for 16 weeks, 5 days a week, and we got one postcard.
Okay.
We were against
just one.
Captain Kangaroo and Today.
Oh boy.
And I mean nobody saw this program. And I thought I had died and gone to heaven because I was through at 10 o'clock in the morning. I go out and play golf at Columbus Park.
Yeah, nice.
And, you know, life doesn't get better than that.
No, no. Do you still have that postcard, that one postcard?
I still remember. Sure, I remember what it was.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, holidays in the city, it's so different this year. What are some of the holiday traditions you remember back here in Chicago, Bob?
Marshall Fields.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michigan Avenue, all the decorations.
Yeah,
that was that was Christmas. That was Christmas to me. It was downtown.
Absolutely,
Chicago.
It was. I took my kids to the Walnut Room it's Macy's, but in the Marshall Fields this past weekend, and it's eerie, but you literally walk in the room. There's no tables in there. You get to look at the tree. You view the tree, masks on, of course.
Oh, wow.
You get a few minutes with the tree, literally, and then you're taking your pot pie and your Frango mint ice cream pie home that you order, and you go have it at home. So it's a Walnut Room to go. So you get a little taste of the tree, and then you get a little taste back at the house. But that, I hope that's the last year we have to do that, Bob. We got to get back to some of our regular things here. Well, this newly remastered special, digitized for streaming, it was recorded at the Raymond Theater in Pasadena, California, 25 years ago. It's called Off the Record. It's going to be available on Amazon Prime, iTunes, Google Play.
I'll be interested in seeing the reaction to it. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's going to be great. And again, December 17th. And for more on Bob and this comedy legend, you can visit bobnewhart.com. Always a great pleasure for me and our listeners to have you join us. And I hope you and Ginny and your entire family have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Dave. I'm looking forward to when this is all over to flying into Chicago again.
Let's have a cocktail when you get here.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
You got it.
All right, thanks, buddy. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. News is next on 720 WGN.